listening to Get Sports Radio.
I'm your host, Dan Claskins. Happy to have you with us here on episode number 14, Top Fantasy Position Battles. It's August the 1st, and game is on for me, as I'm sure it is for you. And wow, it is that time of the year, folks, where we are diving knee-deep into drafts and getting you off and running. And I am so happy to be here with you with another episode. We're cranking them out less than a week apart right now. We'll go to a couple times a week here as we get up closer to the season, through the season. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher as well. You can always find it on your home, GetSportsInfo.com. Be sure to check out all of our fantasy links there. Man, you can get links to everything. All the latest ADP data. You can get our GSI cheat sheet, the rankings now by James Rapine. You can get all the great advice you need. We got offers out there right now galore. We're going to get into plenty of that, but it's training camp time. That's the real news here. Teams have reported to camp, and news is coming out. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Dan Claskins. I'm not only tweeting out the news there, but telling you what it means as we are knee-deep in reviewing all the headlines each day and cranking it out. You can find me weekend mornings hosting Fantastics Insider Football on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Of course, my rankings, all my articles now exclusively at Pro Football Focus, and we are focused on helping you win this year all across the board. I hope you can follow along this season on the podcast. Please let me know how you like the podcast. I'm happy to take your reviews. Please give them to us on any of the sites you listen to, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever. You can also email getsportsinfo@gmail.com, as well as hit me, as I said, up on Twitter at Dan Claskins, the podcast at getsportsinfo on Twitter. And if you're out on my Twitter last night, I had a flashback come across me as I was buying some pencils and looking at some pencils, I should say, from my first, soon-to-be first-grade daughter, Jessica, and came across the, I remember when I went to R.C. Hinsdale, like she goes to now in the bookstore, my favorite pencils, man, the NFL pencils. The 32 teams, all their unique colors, the logos and what had you on them. Those were the coolest pencils back in the day. They're still cool. I wish I still had a set of unsharpened ones. I tweeted out a picture of them. I also put it up on my Instagram, at Dan Claskins, both places. Take a look for yourself. Let me know if you remember those as well. But just those old school NFL items. I remember wallpaper and pillowcases and all that good stuff with the logos. Any of those types of things, I'd love for you to send that to me as well, because I really do enjoy seeing them. I really do help enjoying you win, too. And, you know, as I take on more responsibility, even outside of fantasy football, it just, I can no longer keep up with the amazing amount of volume of questions that come my way. But it's one of my favorite parts, you know, talking some fantasy, answering your questions. So the only way I can really continue to do it at the level and guarantee the response and do that is I've decided to offer it as a premium service. So my services are for hire. Fantasy coach, your assistant coach, and it's less than a buck a week, man. I will help you from now through December 31st. You can email me. There's different plans available. But, man, less than a buck a week, and I'm right in it with you. I'm going to help you win those leagues this year. I might not always get it right, but rest assured, I'll do my best to give you what I think is an educated guess each week. And I've helped hundreds, and if not thousands, for the past 15 years. And now I'm focused more on the podcast, getting the rankings better, more articles, more engagement. But I still want to offer that level of service for those that are willing to invest as much time in it as I put into it. And I encourage you to go to GetSportsInfo.com. You can click on email advice, get all the different plans out there. You can get $29.95. I'll give you unlimited emails, as many as you want, from now and through December 31st. I got packages starting all the way as less than $15 for the 17-week season. So you can get it. Check them out there. If you want to get that stuff for free, well, I'm offering that up too, because Pro Football Focus is, as I said, where the rankings are. I know many of you that have followed me and followed my rankings, you've enjoyed them for free. Well, they're behind the paywall now at PFF, along with all their other analysts. The consensus rankings are great. I update them a few times a week there. And, of course, you can also get all the other great content now. All my articles, you get all the premium articles across fantasy, DFS, the NFL draft. Their $39.99 a year Pro Football Edge package is unbelievable. You get the PFF player grades, the snap counts, the career grades, as I said, all the expert rankings, the draft tools, the 2018 NFL draft pass with in-season analysis, Jeff Ratcliffe's weekly wide receiver cornerback matchup chart, the O-line fantasy stats, the handcuff index, and much, much more, the projected box scores. It's $39.99 a week. If you buy it through my link at getsportsinfo.com, go for the PFF offer there, I'll give you the fantasy coach for free. So you can get my advice, guaranteed response via email, and PFF Edge for just $39.99 a year. That's quite a service. Check it out there. In case you missed the last podcast, I was real happy to talk with Fantasy Fuss's Travis Cox. He's one of the players I go against in the KFFC, the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship main event. And definitely go back and listen to that episode if you're interested in playing against me, either in Cincinnati, Louisville, or online in the main event for the KFFFC. Check out their website, kffsc.com. Good stuff there. It's one of the best regional events and really one of the best overall fantasy events for its price range in the entire country. So if you want to practice for some drafts, I'm also getting some mock draft army, if you will. I'm building my squad of mock drafters. The SiriusXM Saturday morning show, we're doing weekly mock drafts. I'm going to do a few others as well. I need you to DM me on Twitter, your email address. Let me know you're interested. I'll put you on the list as I create the leagues to email out. And then I'll also, if you can hit me up, getsportsinfo@gmail.com, I'll get it to you that way too. So looking forward to mock drafting against you, doing all different types of formats, but I'd rather set up mock drafts with real people in real ways without all these algorithms and other things. So hit me up. We're doing some mock drafts. Love to get that. Let's dive into the topic of the day and that of the podcast. It's our fantasy position battles to watch, and there's really seven of them I've highlighted to talk to you about here today, and there are so many more that I'd love to get into, but in the idea of keeping this in that range I want to keep it in, I wanted to focus on the ones that I'm most interested in watching from a fantasy perspective. Doesn't mean they're necessarily the most important or the ones not on this list aren't significant, but these are the ones that I'm interested in watching the most, and we'll start here in my backyard of Cincinnati, where this Bengals backfield situation is getting a little more murky, if you ask me. Gio Bernard, who many around the team that I know, that I follow, that I trust, had speculated that he might be slow here in training camp coming back from that injury, but that was not the case. Coming off this major knee injury, Bernard back on as a full participant as Bengals open up training camp at Paul Brown Stadium this weekend. And he, not only was he back on the field, but by all measures, including talking to my guy James Rapine, who was down at camp for most of the weekend, and the guy doing our rankings here at Get Sports Info, he told me flat out, Gio looks legit. I mean, he had no signs of trouble here, and as long as he can continue to get out there on the field without any setbacks, he's going to be involved in this picture. Obviously, we've talked quite a bit already about the dynamic rookie and Joe Mixon and what he's capable of. I think everybody's ready to send Jeremy Hill down the river. Well, don't count me on that list. A lot of teams are searching for running backs. The Bengals are not going to cut Jeremy Hill. Get over that. Gio's not going to start the season late. So what this does mean to me is I'm a little worried about Joe Mixon. I think the ceiling's really high. But, man, that floor is certainly getting lower as we speak. And you look at his current ADP right now. I've been going to Fantasy Football Calculator and just pulling up 12-team PPR drafts, and I'll use that for the purpose of my ADP discussion here on today's podcast, but I'm looking at it. I'm still seeing Joe Mixon going off way too early in drafts right now at the position, and that's where I'm looking at value. And it's not that I don't like Joe Mixon. His ADP's dropping down a little bit. He's RB17 still, though, sitting there at 4.02. And you have guys like Carlos Hyde who are dropping under him. We'll get to him in a minute. Other players, I don't think it's terrible there, but rest assured, I think a fourth-round pick is reaching a little bit at this point for 2017 redraft leagues on the rookie running back, and hopefully we can get some clearer identification of how the Bengals want to look at this backfield as the preseason goes on, but that's how I stand with it today. In terms of the Saints backfield, another very interesting situation to me, and one that is, quite frankly, just left me scratching my head at the most of any position battles we're going to talk about on my list here today. But I'm looking at the Mark Ingram, the incumbent. I think he's a guy that has been up and down, clearly. I've invested in him, and I've enjoyed some of his success. I've also been burdened by some of his disappointment. And I think that's the same way the Saints feel. Clearly they did, because in the offseason they had a chance, and when nobody else was really making the move, they brought in the future Hall of Famer and Adrian Peterson. And then they went out in the draft and acquired rookie Alvin Kamara. And you're looking at Kamara, and here's a player that is not really set up to be that every down type of back. But the fact that this team went out and made a trade to get him, they traded up picks and were able to acquire Kamara by coming off a few extra draft picks to do so. So it's clearly a guy they covet. And this comes after the Peterson signing. Kamara hit the headlines this week when Sean Payton told reporters Sunday that he saw similarities between third-round rookie Alvin Kamara and Marshall Faulk, a player that, let's remember, he was the running backs coach at San Diego State during the 92 and 93 seasons when Faulk was in college. So in his defense, out of context by many reporting it, he was actually asked how he compared to him by a reporter, to which Peyton's response were, there are some traits that Kamara has that remind me in regards to his intelligence, his ability to run routes. And we all saw what Kamara did as a potential player at Tennessee. He flashed that potential as a receiver out of the backfield. His 2.4 yards per route ranked fourth right there. His receiving grade of 85.6 was eighth best amongst the running back. And at Pro Football Focus, when you know we look at some of the data and the great stuff available there behind the paywall, and you're getting into that elusive rating and some of that PFF edge type of material, the 132.1 elusive rating was the best among all drafted eligible running backs. That was ahead of Dalvin Cook. That was ahead of Elijah Hood, Justin Davis, and others. And that uses the missed tackle rate, yards gained after contact, to measure a runner's success beyond the point of his being helped by blockers. So it's really just, what does this guy do without the help of these blockers when he's on his own? And no running back had a higher elusive rating. So it's all there. But the question is, how are the backfields going to go down here? And right now, I've gone from loving Mark Ingram at the end of last season, considering him a high-end RB2, to totally like backing off of him after they'd signed Peterson and drafted Kamara. But now I'm watching everybody and their brother do it, and you're seeing Ingram fall down into the seventh round. I got him in the round seven of a PPR mock I did on the Fantasy Pros podcast with Tags and Bobby Sylvester. Check that out on my Twitter as well. But in terms of, yeah, I just that's value is just ridiculous on Ingram. I'm going to take Ingram now that he's late sixth, early seventh round pick if I need a running back, because it's such great value. Peterson, on the other hand, he's really not. I mean, this guy, I've seen him go as high as round four. His ADP right now is 5.8 RB22 in a 12-team PPR format. So I'm not going to be drafting Adrian Peterson in the fourth or even fifth round of my drafts. And that's why I won't end up with a lot of shares. As a football fan, I'm rooting for the story. And trust me, it could be there. But we know two things here. We know the Saints do not like Mark Ingram. And we know that Adrian Peterson's far from a sure thing at this stage of his career. And to me, that's why a guy like Kamara gets very appealing. I've got him 39 right now in my PPR ranks. That's 11 ahead of the consensus rank at Fantasy Pros, where I put my rankings against everyone else in the industry. And so I'm bullish on him. I look at the ADP data that we're sharing with you here tonight, RB60, round 13. I'm taking a definitely stab there, because I think he is capable of being Reggie Bush or Pierre Thomas in this offense. We saw Thomas with 117 touches in 14 games behind Thomas with 186, Mike Bell with 176 in 2009, and we remember that. And I think he compares to Darren Sproles. He had 173 touches, including 86 catches, behind Thomas Ingram in 2011. So I think there's enough touches here where you could look at the rookie get 150 touches, and I think his floor is a little higher than people are giving him credit for. The ceiling's there. I think long-term, the ceiling's really there for him. speaking of long term and ceilings, and even in the short term, Dalvin Cook, rest assured, he's heating up. He's moving up the boards quickly. The former Florida State running back, another rookie on the rise here, RB23, pick 508, one spot ahead of Adrian Peterson, but to me, leaps ahead of him in fantasy value. I really like what I'm seeing in Cook right now, and I'm not the only one. He's turning heads at camp as well. And you know, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, one of my favorite coaches in the league, has been real impressed, as has his teammates at camp. And you know, Zimmer was quoted as saying, the first thing the veteran players I've talked to about him say is this guy gets it. They see him run out on the field with the other guys, and it's like there's something different about this guy. And that's what I saw in Dalvin Cook when I watched him play at Florida State. Yes, I am a Noles fan. I am slightly biased here, but I've watched enough Noles running backs to know that this one is special. And Cook is a guy that in the fifth round is a steal right now. Lat Murray's already struggling with injuries. Jerick McKinnon, I'm done with him. I'll gobble up Dalvin Cook all day long as my RB2 in round five. Come out with three receivers and a stud running back in front of him and take on any team in my league that wants to play. Let's move on to the 49ers situation. I'm still a Hyde believer. The hype train's rolling pretty fast on Joe Williams. I get the storyline. I still believe in Hyde. It doesn't help matters, though, that yesterday it was actually Tim Hightower working with the first teamers, which is funny because in the Scott Fishbowl where I took Hyde, I actually used my 21st or 22nd round pick to handcuff Hightower, who I believe is being overlooked a little bit. Not saying he's going to emerge as something barring an injury here, but this situation does have a bit of a headache on it. I'll still take the value in Hyde and hope that he delivers on what I believe to be elite running back potential. The Chiefs running back situation, another one to watch. Spencer Ware, I love the guy as a player, been covering him since high school. I'm just not feeling him right now. That ADP's starting to dip a little bit, but still, at that late fourth, early fifth round price tag, he's coming inside the top 20 running backs, and I'm looking at Kareem Hunt, much like Cook, as a guy that really can get it done. RB37 right now, pick 8.07 in your drafts, and they invested a third-round pick on this guy. This rookie is expected to battle wear this preseason for the starting job. And you look at what he did at Toledo, where he rushed for 4,945 yards, 45 touchdowns on 782 carries over four seasons, despite an injury-riddled junior year. I think Hunt has the potential. As I said, they traded three picks to move up and grab Hunt. They clearly covet this guy. Like Kamara, who we talked about, an elusive rating here. And Hunt's upside, no doubt, tied to how Spencer Ware performs. If he has a good training camp, Hunt may get a little slower of a start. Long term, he's going to get the rock. I think the Chiefs need him to do well. And what we're learning about, really, all these situations where I'm talking about these running back battles, there is a rookie in the mix. Five battles, five rookies. I'm not going with the rookie each time. Not as high on Mixon or Joe Williams, maybe, as others. Probably higher on Kamara and Hunt than others. And I think I'm definitely a little higher on Dalvin Cook than some else out there in the industry. Real quick, two wide receiver battles I want to talk about. Want to keep my eyes on. And there are plenty, but I'm intrigued what's going on in Tennessee right now. And I get it. The Titans are a run-first football team. I don't need to keep hearing that, folks. I understand. They will continue to be a great running football team. But I think they're also going to be one of the great NFL offenses. Yes, rushing will be their forte, but they're going to make big plays. They're going to get into the red zone. They're going to score touchdowns. I think there's value to be had specifically in this receiving core. And, you know, the volume won't be there, but at the price tags you're paying, none of these guys are coming inside the top 30 right now. Veteran Eric Decker, I mean, regardless of what he does from a fantasy perspective, his presence with this young group of receivers, including two very impressive rookies in Corey Davis and Treyon Taylor, add to it Rashard Matthews, Tajay Sharp, he's a little banged up, but Decker, by all accounts, continues to look good in Titans camp. And the sites writer, which you always have a tough time trusting them, but Jim Wyatt does a good job. He says that their expectation is that Decker will be emphasized in the red zone. So I don't know. He's coming off some major injuries. He's over 30 now, but if healthy, I think this guy is definite wide receiver 2 upside. I definitely like the rookies, not as much. I think Decker's the guy that could really come to be a useful piece for owners that pluck him in the mid rounds where he's going at right now in drafts. The other receiving situation, it is in Sandy. There we go. That's number two of the offseason here. That's pretty impressive. But I meant the Los Angeles Chargers. That is where this other receiving battles I want to watch. I mean, the news this week, not a surprise. It looks like Mike Williams is potentially going to miss some time at the start of the season. The early first-round pick of the Chargers will be missing all of training camp in the preseason. And that said, I just have a tough time seeing him start out the year, at least as an active player. So I'm having a tough time even looking at him in your standard redraft leagues where you're only going 16 rounds and what have you. Keenan Allen, we don't need to talk about him. If the guy's healthy, he's going to deliver, especially in PPR leagues. You can't count on health, though, and that's why you're getting him where you are. I'll roll the dice on him once he gets to round four and feel pretty good about it. The other receivers is how it breaks out elsewhere. I mean, that's the question to me. I think you have Tyrell Williams coming at a great value right now. He did great with everybody down last year. Dontrell Inman, he's not going anywhere. Travis Benjamin's a little dinged up, but well, he could get into this mix. If indeed Williams is out for a longer stretch run here and never really gets it going, targets are going to have to go somewhere. Maybe they go to Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates in the red zone. I don't know. They don't have a lot in the backfield either. Melvin Gordon's pretty much a one-trick pony, or a one-man show, I should say. I'm just going to see what happens here in training camp and if any of these other receivers come up. And can Keenan Allen actually make it to the regular season before hurting himself, or at least through week one? That may be a bigger question. So those are just seven of the battles I'm watching. I'm watching plenty more. Like I said, follow me on Twitter, at Dan Claskins. I'm constantly giving takes, and I'll give even more of those as camp and preseason goes along. I'd like to wrap up today's episode with a topic that's been near and dear to me, really, since I got my start in fantasy and radio and launched Get Sports Info back in 2003. And at that time, one of my early writers, a guy named Tom Pellegrino, a true one-of-a-kind guy, if you ever get to meet him, he came up with the concept of characters in your fantasy league as a featured article. And the concept is simple, really, because every fantasy football league in America has at least a few of these characters or some resemblance of them in their leagues. These people all exist in the same social experiment that is fantasy football. This is the fun part of the league. If you drafted and play the games, that's not fun. Leagues fail because of that. You need villains. You need heroes. And you need all the characters in between. And some of the characters are classic. I'm continuing to grow the list. I've had so many more come in this week as I put this out there on radio and online and on social media. So I encourage you, if you read the list, you must check it out at GetSportsInfo.com. Check it out there. You can search characters in your fantasy league. It's right there on the blog right now. But some of the characters, for example, Darth Vader, right? I mean, he's the bad guy of every league. He's won the championship before and often more than once. He's shrewd, good, tough. He knows it. Everyone in the league hates him. He knows that too. That's Darth Vader. That's part of what he's about. Another one of the characters that I can certainly relate to is the commish, right? You know, I've been a commish well before I got into this, since 1990. And the commish, he's the guy or gal that takes the phone calls when people are complaining. They set up the rules, interpret the rules, run the league. Deals with all these other characters, by the way, all at the same time. And the one drinking Pepto-Bismol like their cold ones by week 12. Because this guy has to deal with all the crap. Every year I tell people at the end of the season, be sure to thank your commish because it's the most thankless job there is. You get paid nothing. You often lose money because some deadbeat doesn't pay you. You do all this work, and it's like, really, for nothing. So tell your commish thank. That's one of the characters. But the person the commish hates the most is another character, and it's that blanking guy. I hate that blanking guy. That blanking guy is involved in every major controversy of the league. He's the guy that thinks he gets hosed on the draft order. He's the guy 2 weeks after a stupid trade wants it reversed for something. He's the guy that thinks the league is specifically designed to destroy his team and rob him of his money. He's the guy when I see his name as the commish come up on caller ID, and I look down and I'm like, ugh, it's that blanking guy. That guy's in your league. And as is probably the final one I'll share with you on the podcast today, the speed bump. Every league has a speed bump on draft day. In leagues that draft at bars, you may have multiple speed bumps. The speed bump is the person whose turn to draft you cannot wait to come up because you got to go take a pee. He's the reason the commissioner has to add the draft time rule and start getting a clock going on draft day, because this is the guy or gal that every time it comes to their pick, it takes forever. You know you who are if you're a speed bump. I hope you're in one of my leagues just so I can nudge you over. And they definitely are worse when alcohol gets involved. So check out characters in your fantasy league. There are so many more. I'm adding to the list as we go all month, August long. If you got one to add, I'd love to see it too. Check it out on the My One More Thing blog at GetSportsInfo.com. I'm fresh out of time for today. I'm fresh out of breath, man. We are fired up, ready back for some football. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you like what you heard. You can do so on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher 2. Leave some reviews out there. I'd love to hear some good feedback, or bad if you got it. Also, if you want to be in my mock draft army, hit me up, getsportsinfo@gmail.com. You can also do that by DMing me on Twitter, at Dan Claskins. I hope you have a good rest of your week. I'll check back in probably less than a week from now. It will be episode 15. We'll continue our 2017 fantasy primers. We'll be looking at the AFC North. We'll get a friend in fantasy in here to talk that with us as well. Until then, good luck. Enjoy all the stuff going on out there. Enjoy the craziness that's August. Sign up for some drafts, and we'll talk real soon. You've been listening to Dan Claskins on the Get Sports Info podcast. Get Sports Radio.